This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And it is about celebrating America after all. Hi, everybody. 4th of July, and what does Independence Day mean to you? And to me, frankly, because I grew up really in the heart of where the Declaration of Independence was signed and, you know, whatnot, I have always, taken it as such a very, very big day, because as soon as I could walk, I was taken to Philadelphia and shown Ben Franklin's house and where Betsy Ross did the flag and Independence Hall and the ink pen or pens, the quills that were used supposedly to sign the Declaration of Independence. So we know the story about the 13 colonies separating from Great Britain in 1776, but it actually happened on July 2nd, and that's when the Second Continental Congress voted to approve that resolution of independence that had been proposed by Richard Henry Lee of Virginia, declaring the United States independent from England. After voting for independence, Congress then looked toward the Declaration of Independence, a statement explaining the decision prepared by an important committee of five. The author of the Declaration of Independence was Thomas Jefferson. The debates, the revising, the wording, the final approving of it a couple of days later on July 4th. I love the little excerpt I read from the book on John Adams that I read, but it's a story that I think is widely known, that John Adams wrote to his wife, Abigail, and said the second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the greatest anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore. Well, he was right about that. So Americans have been celebrating Independence Day on the 4th for very long, long time. There's lots of disputes about specifics of the Declaration of Independence, but I think it's all good. And what a risk they took. in breaking away and signing the Declaration of Independence. And then, of course, going on to really win that independence in a spectacular way. Did you know that the first week of July is typically one of the busiest United States travel periods of the year? In fact, the airlines say we always assume it's Christmas time and it's Turkey Day and Thanksgiving, but it's not. It's the fact that people extend their vacations. So some of you may be listening to me on vacation. Some of you might not be on vacation. But I certainly wish you the best 4th of July. One can imagine. Whether you're with the Boston Pops Orchestra and their fireworks show over the Charles River, or you're in Philadelphia down by the Schuylkill, or the Capitol Lawn in Washington, D.C., the fireworks that attracts 500,000 people. But what a day. And now we see that of the three branches of government, there is a vacancy, and it's just a reminder of how important that role is for a president in picking a Supreme Court justice to fill the shoes this time around of Kennedy, Justice Kennedy, who's stepping down, retiring. And the president talked to three more potential Supreme Court picks. Three more. So what does that mean? It means they have to get, ultimately, whoever is chosen has to get approved. There is some speculation as to who could that be. Could it be Amy Coney Barrett? Could it be Brett Kavanaugh? Who gets approved? And these are federal appeals judges that I've named. Raymond Kethledge is another one. Amul Thapar would also be on the list. Brett Kavanaugh would be on the list, too. And then picking that person, they go through the machinations on the Hill, and then ultimately we have a new Supreme Court justice. Just like that. Boom. An appointment for life, or if they're retiring when they want to step away. So that's a big, big appointment, needless to say, for Donald Trump. He's talked about wanting someone with tremendous intellect for that spot. Tremendous intellect. Proving that can be trying. But there are certainly no shortages of justices to replace the retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. The pick will be announced on July 9th. And who will that pick be? Have some time to think about it. I think he'd go in a couple of different directions. Really think he could. How quickly do they get approved? Ooh, if I had a crystal ball, I bet you it's not overnight, that's for sure. Odds and ends, how are the boys doing in the cave? We'll tell you next here on America Tonight.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The boys, and the boys, of course, are those young boys that were part of that soccer team that got stuck in a cave in Thailand, and it really captivated the world because you saw how young they were, and it was frightening to see their young, beautiful faces. And lo and behold, they get rescued. The United States part of that because so many international teams were there to help. And some of ours were there. And I think it's just the best story of the week. One of the best stories of super, super feel-good story. Now, the dilemma is getting them out of the cave, which they're going to have to go through some flooded areas, and they have to do it diving. It's too risky to try to do anything else because it could collapse on them. It's just too risky, and they got to get them out there fast because you can't mess around with that. So the team might have to learn to escape. They might have to scuba dive because if you look at where they were found and then the entrance to the mine, it's a little bit of distance. So now they've got this relief, but now there's a little bit of grief that they're trapped. Why are they still in the flooded cave? Well, it's because they're cramped in pitch black, a tiny chamber where they spent 9 days. But they're about a kilometer below the surface. And they were found in the early morning on Monday by some British divers. So they've got to figure out, how do we get them out? The children were given access to telephone lines to be able to reach their families, but the focus was on building their strength so they can come out, so they can get out of that area. They said, we don't have to rush, but we got to make them strong. What are the options for the rescue workers? They're not good. It's only accessible to get to them through a narrow flooded channel, and trying to pump water out from the cave or find a natural opening in the roof of the chamber has been unsuccessful. So they got to supply the group with with 4 months worth of food and start to teach them how to scuba dive. Oh, and that 4 months has been interpreted as a sign that they're considering waiting until the rainy season ends in October. And I don't think that's really what they think. They want to get a short break in the monsoons and do it. Oh, boy. They'd have to really build them up if they're going to be cramped in some quarters somewhere. And the diving method of escaping is not the preferable method, but it's one that is preferable here. Because narrow passageways are going to be difficult, but how do you get them out? What if these kids can't swim? There may be one or two who can't. Keep your fingers crossed that they make it. And the boys asked the rescuers all kinds of questions. They said, what day is it? They didn't even know what the day was. What about food? We haven't eaten. What about doctors? What about all kinds of things? And the kids, I mean, they were so happy. You got to give them credit. They probably thought they were just left for dead. I mean, rescue teams have been trying to drain the underground tunnels for days. And they were removing 1.6 million liters of water an hour. Wow. Think of that, 1.6 million liters of water. That's, I mean, I had to take it in. That's incredible. Luckily, they found a hidden opening deep in the jungle that gave them the way to another cave system. They don't want to do anything to upset the balance there. I don't want to do anything to do that. All right, you want to hear a real rumble that's going on? Oprah Winfrey told Vogue magazine that a run for president in 2020 would kill her. Would kill her. She's 64. She said she couldn't stomach a presidential race. Can you imagine? Winfrey is on the British Vogue cover, outspoken in her support for the Me Too movement and the victims of sexual abuse, and popular with some people, but can't imagine that she would do a run at the presidency. Can't imagine that she would do that, right? Those are just a few pop shots for you. The other thing that I've been looking at is, how do we lighten the load, right? So we used to do news you can abuse, and that was some of the funny, quirky stuff. And so we have funny, quirky stuff to talk about. Like, this is a beautiful story, so I don't know that it's funny. I think it's fabulous. There was an anonymous shopper who bought $1 million of toys from North Carolina's Toys R Us store and donated them to kids. And those kids couldn't have been happier, I'm sure. They spent all of Friday buying up toys, the buyer did, and they filled the order, and they were delivered to locations around the country. You know, just a week ago, Toys R Us was permanently closed, so I'm sure they got a few sweet deals. In other words, they got a lot of toys they could get for that $1 million. And then decided to make someone's life a little more exciting, and they did that by those big donations. This would be my biggest fear, that I would be riding on some kind of roller coaster or Ferris wheel, and the lights would go out, the power outage. It'd be some kind of a weird power outage. And that happened at Ocean City's Playland Castaway Cove, a place where I took my nephew many, many times and took my mother. God rest her soul. Before she died, we went on that big Ferris wheel. She was happy as a clam. Riders were stranded, and a roller coaster as well on the Ferris wheel and the roller coaster after the power outage caused the rides to abruptly stop 8:30 because of the power. Park employees evacuated the rides. No injuries were reported. Atlantic City Electric said 800 customers were without power for about 10 minutes. Oh, if you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, that would be it, wouldn't it? Oof. Playland Castaway Cove. You never know. You never know. So to me, that's a crazy story, and one, because I'm very familiar with it. Okay, then there's this other Maryland lottery player. A Maryland man won $50,000 prize from a scratch-off lottery ticket only 3 days after he won $500 the same way. I've gotten those darn scratch-offs. Have you every once in a while? I've never won $50,000 or $500. Some people are just lucky. Mark the Shark Bormel, they call him, said that it was a $20 game that went on sale a few days before that. So he ponied up $20, but he selected the game at the Long Beach Exxon. I love how they know exactly where that. I was at the Long Beach Exxon gas station in Columbia. I scratched it off, and I got the $50,000 jackpot. That is sweet. Here's what I love about this guy, too. What's he going to do with the money? Help out family members. He's going to keep buying the $1 million blowout scratch-offs in the hopes of finding a top prize. But what do you care about? I'm going to help my family members. I'm going to help them out. I love it. Love it. I don't mind if I do, says a bear when he jumped into a hot tub in California. So an astonished California man pulled out his phone, because, you know, we were all walking around with this, captured video of a bear that climbed into his yard, jumped into the hot tub, and drank his margarita. He was sipping his margarita when the bear jumped over the fence from a neighbor's property and settled into the outdoor jacuzzi. The jets were running, but they weren't heated at the time. Oh, I saw the video of this. It is the most hilarious thing ever. Just use your search engines, bear enjoying hot tub, and I'm sure it'll come up. I mean, it's the funniest thing. It looks almost like it's fake, but it's not fake. It's a real bear. What do? You call the cops. Excuse me, there's a bear in my hot tub. That's the best. It's 4th of July. We're hanging out. We're having a good time. He didn't destroy anything. He just hung out in the hot tub. Oh, my gosh. That's insane. Love it. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A key group of lawmakers involved in the Russia investigation is supporting a previous assessment by the intelligence community that Russia did meddle in the 2016 presidential campaign, and they concentrated their efforts on trying to make one candidate win. This was a bipartisan finding from the Senate Intelligence Committee. It says that the intelligence community assessment that happened back in 2016 during the election and afterward was a thorough investigation and the work was sound and proper. They determined correctly that not only were the Russians responsible for meddling in the last election, but also that they had a preference for Donald Trump to win. The results show that they were not just trying to cause discord, but to actually hurt Hillary Clinton. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pleased to welcome to the show Lydia Peña Ver. She's written a book called My Sacred Lover, and it is so fascinating what she's delved into here, and it's something I know a lot of you are curious about and something that I am definitely curious about. And one of the things that Lydia talks about in the book that's really very evident is that, guess what, love is transcendent. So, Lydia, I've just scratched the surface. I haven't even told what the book's about, but tell the listeners what your book is about.
It's a true story of unconditional love, a true story of love between these two people that through their synchronicities in life, they are meant to be together. And together they have develop these very close, I wouldn't say change, but they are engaging in this unconditional love journey that they are both looking for to find and share with another person like. And they both develop and experience that. And that unconditional love and spiritual journey, it helped me to understand more what death is about, understand that things don't die but transcend, and that love is the connection in between those two worlds. And unconditional love that I share with my husband, is what it helped me to cope with loss, because he died suddenly.
Yeah, and you know, it's I know that there's people that go through that, and as you say, the unconditional love and what that love was like, and you talk about being a very strong woman from Spain and what ultimately happened when you meet Chester. And tell us about Chester and how that came to be. I mean, so many people are looking for love, Lydia, you know that, and they can't find it. So tell us about that part of the journey.
That journey is, it was my personal journey. I don't know if it was his too, but in my, on my side, I was always looking for that, beautiful, unconditional love where two people look at each other and they see each other, not in the physical plane, but inside themselves. And you can recognize that beauty, that divine person inside, and the kindness and the caring that that person or soul is all about. And when I got divorced the first time, and then after that I said, I have to change my life. This is not what I want to do. I simply really make sure that the next time I will meet somebody, I will have to be sure what I wanted in that relationship. And I realized that when I got married the first time, I didn't know what I wanted. I just let life to bring me somebody. I just wanted somebody. So somebody came to me, but that somebody wasn't exactly what I wanted. It's what I needed, because I needed to learn exactly what I wanted to encounter as a relationship, who I wanted to be with, and what kind of relationship I wanted to have and share with that one person. So I started thinking about it and wrote it all down. I made a list. I changed it many times. And it was 6 years later, I worked also on myself, because I understood that if I want to receive that person, I have to be in the same level of awareness in that relationship. So I started to do my spiritual cleansing, my healing, so I could attract that person. And the way we met, it was so simple, because we were living both in the same place, in the same street, and we went to the same little gate to the beach. And it was a very silly question, like, how are you this morning? That was it. And when I met him, it was this instant connection that I knew this person. Whether I knew it from another life, if anybody believes in reincarnation or not, it was an instant connection that I knew I have something with this person, and I could see him. I could see the very loving kind that all he wanted to do is have an experience similar to what I wanted, which it was unconditional love, is to understand each other, to know that we can help each other, but we don't have to make each other be somebody that we are not, just accepting in the way we were and build that relationship with all that. And it was wonderful. I was amazed, and he was, after we were talking about all this and what I did, he was telling me that he was doing the same thing. He was tired of going from one relationship to another and not being understood, because he was also in a very, not advanced, I would say, but he was always in the spiritual world. He was always talking about the law of attraction, the law for everybody, and make sure that you are an example of what you're preaching. And he was always that way, but he shut himself down because people will mock him, or they will make fun of him. And when he found me, he realized that he felt so easy. And I was talking about all these things so freely that he felt it was an amazing connection also on his side, saying, wow, this is what I was looking for. And there she is. And it was, wow, from that point on, that very one day, it was wonderful. It was just a wonderful relationship.
And you knew. And I love that story, how you knew. We're speaking with Lydia Peñalver, and her book is called My Sacred Lover. And you talk about, you know, that you knew that you felt love after your husband transcended to the other side.
Yes. What,
that is powerful, and I think that's powerful for people to hear that are listening to this conversation. How did you know that? What was the feeling that you had?
I've always been very intuitive. So there is a part of you, on all of us, that if you pay attention, you can feel many different things. You can hear. Some people can smell. For me, it's always the feeling. What I felt is this immense, big sensation of being protected, being blessed, and invincible. That's how I can express what the love that I felt. It's like somebody was holding me in their arms and say, keep on going, but I will always hold you in my arms and you will always be okay. And it was so strong. I sometimes I feel obviously the sadness that I needed to feel because it's a part of the grieving process. But other times I feel so happy that some of my friends, especially my best friend, she saw that, you know, something is wrong with her. Well, maybe it's because she's going, you know, it's something emotionally is happening to her that she is feeling so happy, but it's not like the right thing or the right way to feel. And I said, I don't know what is right or wrong. I just know what I feel. And what I feel is this invincibility that I am one with all that is happening to me, and I have this power right now to create so many things and to do anything that I wanted. And I still feel blessed and protected, and I am not afraid. It seems like my fear, any fear that I had at that moment, it disappeared. It was just a very intense, I still feel that way, but not with the same intensity, obviously, because everything at that moment, it came to a vortex of a convergence of different experiences and things and emotions because of how saddened all this happened. It was like somebody was hitting me on the back and say, go through the door. Now it's time. And there I am in the middle of all this that I was so exhilarated about it. I feel almost, you know, like I have taken some enhancement drug or something that it made me feel so alive and happy and loved and powerful.
Wow. That's powerful in what you just said there. Lydia, what ultimately do you hope that people take away from reading your book?
My message is that love heals and overcomes everything. That it doesn't matter how dramatic the situation might be where it's whatever is happening in that moment, there is always a divine solution for everything, and that divine solution is always trusting that there is that powerful energy within us to heal everything, and that is love, which means is recognizing that you are part of this divine world, this divine universe, that if you are able to get away from the fears and all the other preconceived ideas, you know that there is always a divine purpose and it's always under a divine rhythm in life for everything. There is always that loving part of ourselves that we can heal and overcome anything at all. But it's up to us, obviously, to touch in that part. And it takes some work. It doesn't happen overnight, but that's what I would like for people to know, and also for them to know that death is not what we think death is, that that person disappears. It's just a transformation. And that transformation doesn't mean that it disappears forever. It's only up to us on the physical plane to keep in contact with the other side. The other side is always, everybody on the other side, they're always willing to talk and connect with us. But it's up to us because we are the ones having this physical experience in this moment. And I would like them just to consider that option in their lives.
Wow, what a beautiful thought, and what a perfect place to end this. Lydia Peña there. Yes. The book is called My Sacred Lover. You can pick it up, Amazon, etc., and wherever books are sold. And Lydia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Terrific, terrific conversation. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Most most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Much I enjoyed David Safon's book, and the book is called, it really hits home, A Beginner's Guide to Perfection. And you think of perfection, and boy, oh boy, all kinds of things come up in my mind, I know, for my own personal life. So, David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kate. It's great to be here.
So a lot of people talk about perfection, and bravo for you for diving into this really minefield, I think, in this book. And it is, because so many of us have that experience. So to you, what is perfectionism?
Well, actually, this is more of a play on words. My book is really about the creative driving force that's basically creating our lives, which is our beliefs. And perfection, the original definition of that word is whole, complete, and fully formed. And so it's sort of a play on that word, even though the last chapter is called Perfection, because it's about going within into your beliefs and discovering really who you are and starting to manage this powerful force that's creating your life in every way. So that's the big deal about this book. It's really about going in and it's so hard for me to explain the what I feel is the groundbreaking nature of this book. And the key is that this powerful force, our beliefs, are what create pretty much everything in our lives. And so once you get there...
I want to jump in and say that. You're right. It's hard to put into words what you talk about, because that's what I said. Bravo for tackling this. It's what we think. You're really trying to help people overcome really the damaging effects of destructive beliefs, right? And how do you succeed in your ambition?
That's right. That's right. And the way I tell people, I go, if you read this book, you're going to think differently about life. You're going to start understanding why my life is the way it is. And the book is really written for those who want to expand their life, that feel stuck in life. You know, there's something missing, and they just sort of go round and round, and no matter how hard you try, you can't seem to break out and expand and get the things you want in life in terms of your relationships, money, career, whatever it is that you're looking for. And why is that? Why can't we do what we think we see other people doing, or that kind of thing? And it's these destructive beliefs, you know, that are keeping our potential, our full potential, keeping us in a stunted state. So
I love the way you said that, the stunted state, because I agree with you. I think, David, there's a lot of people that are floating around, a lot of people that feel that way. And I would have to think that you writing this was kind of a release for you, too. Did it feel that way when you got through it, when you were finished?
What, writing the book itself?
Yeah, writing the book
itself. Oh, yeah. It was a big deal. I've been working on this, not actually the book, but investigating, trying to figure out why my life turned out the way it did. Why, when I was 25 years old, I put a pistol to my head and pulled the trigger, you know? And then why I was, the alcoholism I suffered from. And then how I overcame that and started building a life that I truly wanted. But that wasn't all chance. There's a logical explanation for these things. And, you know, I've been spent about, 15-20 years investigating. All these forces that were doing these things in my life were coming from within me. It wasn't stuff coming from the outside. And that's the big thing. It was in my beliefs. The thing people don't understand are beliefs. That's the term I use, but they're not thoughts. They actually are these deep energetic constructs. They're like parts of our personality. They actually produce our thoughts, and they get their power because they also create our feelings. And contrary to what we think, how rational and logical we think we are, we act on our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So we do things according to how we feel. One of the things I see, especially about people who are feeling they're missing something in their lives, they want more of life, but they can't seem to get there. And some of the things, like the destructive beliefs, the way I term it in there, some big ones are like, there's this deep belief, I don't really deserve it, or I'm not good enough, the enough syndrome. If I was smarter or better looking or whatever, I call it the enough. I see that a lot. But the one thing people don't understand, too, is, you know, you have a family member or someone like that who is dying from drug and alcohol abuse, and you try to help them, and you send them to rehab, and they get straight, and then they come back out, and about 6 months later, they're, you know, dead from alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
Why did this person do that? People scratch their head. Well, there's a reason why that happens. And, you know, when you read this book, you'll see, you'll understand what's going on. That's one thing I try to tell people. You know, beliefs they're powerful. Our beliefs are probably one of the most powerful forces on this earth.
I agree with you 100%. That's why I said that I think you really named the book well, because it is a beginner's guide to perfection. And there is something about that. We don't understand why we can't get there, why we're stuck, what's wrong with us. And you told us that story, struggling with alcohol addiction. You had a pistol to your head. What would you tell somebody who feels that way that's listening right now? Because we see how suicide, too, is really up. And I think it's because of what you hit on, that we feel like we're not enough. And why can't we get there? We can't turn our mind around.
First of all, I tell them, read my book. Because, of course, I tell everybody that, but... But, you know, it breaks my heart, like these big news events, like recently this suicide, you know, with Anthony Bourdain. Yeah. And I heard a little bit about a friend saying that he always felt like he didn't deserve the success he got. And when I heard that, I go, I know why. I know why. And it just breaks my heart to hear that. Because the one thing about our beliefs that it's important to understand is, especially these destructive beliefs, this form of self-hatred, that's one of the ways I term it in the book. You know, this thing of I'm not good enough, or I don't deserve, or I don't deserve success. And the thing about them is, our beliefs don't care if they are true or not. Like, I don't deserve, or I'm not good enough. That's not true. A lot of the beliefs that we hold, these powerful forces within us, have no basis in reality. And if you can become aware enough and start seeing that, you can start breaking the power of that belief. In fact, my book doesn't just stop with teaching you about how your beliefs work and how they operate and what they do and the definition of it. Also goes into how you start, for especially these destructive beliefs that cause so much pain and misery and destruction in our lives, how to start overcoming them, deflating their power, and actually moving that power into a constructive belief that will start creating the life that you really want to have. And the thing about our beliefs is that they affect every part of our life, our relationships, our career, jobs, the amount of money we have, our health, mental and physical health. They're little threads of our beliefs just go in, out into every part of life, and they're constantly creating that and also directing your future. Because as you believe, it's the title of the first chapter, as you believe, it is done unto you. And that's the sort of little great law of the universe. And once you get a handle on that and you see how a lot of your beliefs aren't even based in reality, they're not true at all, and they're producing this threat or this feeling of threat, you can start overcoming them by creating new beliefs that are more aligned with the type of life you really want. And that's how you break through these destructive beliefs and start sort of shifting your life onto a path that starts expanding. So you can start building the life or having the life you really want. So that's in a nutshell how I put it.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's a perfect place to end this. You have explained it so, so well, and I hope people pick up this book because it's very powerful. Go to Amazon.com, David Saffold, A Beginner's Guide to Perfection, Definitive Experience. It really is powerful, and it's really hit, you've really hit a note at a perfect time. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate. It's been a joy.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.